PCA.
Hey, is Allison there?
Speaking.
Hey, Allison, this is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I don't know if you remember, but we had spoken way back in May about some equipment financing and working capital programs that we offer. You said guys weren't really looking for anything then, but, you know, things can change within the year. So I waited towards the end of the year to follow up, see how things have been since then.
We haven't purchased anything new. We actually got a DG Mort, but we didn't finance it. And we haven't done anything. The only other thing that John actually looked at is also, it's another machine, but it's also not something that we're going to finance because it's used, and it's not that expensive.
So that's just going to purchase it outright with cash?
Correct.
Oh.
It's not a lot. It's not like an exorbitant amount of money. It's just going to solve a problem for us.
How much is it going to cost?
Between 10 to 15 grand.
Oh, that's not even that much.
Right, exactly.
You're probably dealing with normal machines that cost maybe a couple hundred thousand, yeah?
Right. On the new stuff, that's obviously we do pretty much all Mazak, so yeah, if we do anything new, they're obviously in the 150 range.
Yeah. And last time we spoke, you said you usually go with the manufacturer and everything like that, right?
Correct. We usually do. This time, like I said, there was a guy that came in here forever that John bought a machine from, and again, we just paid for it, and it, he learned that while he really likes the guy, maybe he doesn't know that he would buy the same brand again, and the other one that we're looking at is really more of a, just like a little problem solver for us, so it's going to help us get through some jobs. So that's really the plan. There hasn't been anything that's probably going to happen before the end of this year at this stage.
Okay. How many machines, out of curiosity, did you guys bring on this year?
Just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah,
and
just the one that we purchased, the other brand, and then this second one is not a done deal yet. Like, it probably will happen if it happens within the next month.
Okay.
So that's it. There hasn't.
And John, John's just gonna pay with that, just in cash.
Correct.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And just out of curiosity, why does he pay with everything just in cash? And has he ever considered doing like mainly financing?
We do financing. We've done financing for years. Every Mazak machine we have, yeah.
Well, with the Mazaks.
Right. So it's just a matter of that's how you purchase. We purchase with the whatever kind of buyout at the end, and we've done that on probably, 8-9 machines. So, I mean, we definitely have a financing history of doing that.
Oh, of course, of course.
This other little stuff isn't worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, when you're not dealing with the big numbers, it's kind of just pointless if you have the cash to just purchase it and own it outright,
Exactly. So that's really where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Allison, you have a quick question.
I
think I forgot when I asked you last time, but are you guys a net 30, net 60 type deal?
With our customers?
Yes.
No. I mean, some customers, yeah, but I got some big customers that I don't even get 30 days, and I got another big customer that, takes a discount and pays me in 20.
Oh, wow. So they're paying you pretty quickly
yeah.
Then. Okay,
correct.
So you guys never run into like any type of cash flow problems, anything like that?
No, and we've been dealing with Bank of America for many years, who we actually just have to finalize some paperwork, and they gave us a credit line, so we're good.
Oh, you guys got a credit line?
Yeah.
Nice. How much did they give you? Out of curiosity.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're okay, though. Thank you, though, for checking. Have a good day.
Yeah, of course, Allison. You take care now.